All right, joining us is Ryan McGonigal. He helped put together a study called The Best U.S. Cities for Working from Home. Of course, it's very important going on right now because in the age of coronavirus, that's what a lot of people are doing. And Ryan, I understand you guys took a look at the best small, medium, and large cities in all 50 states, and a couple of Indiana cities were featured on there. Give us a little bit of a breakdown of how you guys came up with this study.
Sure. You know, I think it's safe to say that everyone has felt some turmoil to some extent over the past year, and that extends into your work life as well. A lot of companies, like you mentioned, shifted to working remotely and taking other precautions. So many people that have never worked remotely before, you know, they suddenly had to do that. This opens up opportunities for people to think about where they live, maybe make a move to somewhere that they wouldn't be able to otherwise. And we wanted to help with that. So we put this report together by looking at cost of living, access to, you know, broadband and affordable internet, and breaking it down by size because, you know, not everyone necessarily wants to move to the big city.
Well, it's interesting that you guys ranked Tell City, Indiana, as your best small city in terms of working from home or working remotely. And one of the big struggles that I think small cities in rural Indiana have found is that they have a tough time getting access to high-speed broadband internet, which legislators are trying to improve in Indiana. But what's made Tell City a successful city in being able to do that?
You know, it really boils down to cost of living. It was remarkably low compared to other cities, you know, even in other states in that same population range. And then they do have a fairly high percentage of the population that has access to both, you know, broadband internet, which is very fast, and then affordable basic internet. And so that's why they rank so highly.
Were there any other factors that you guys looked at, maybe besides housing and internet and cost of living, or were those the main three things?
Those were the main three things. You know, everyone has a different set of factors that they use when they're looking at where they want to move, right? So some people want live music venues. Some are big on parks or restaurants. Our ranking doesn't factor for those things, but we did group cities by population size because that can be key when you're deciding where you want to live. So if you want access to concerts and restaurants, you're going to want to stick with bigger cities. And on the other hand, you know, if you are more interested in nature or access to the outdoors, you're probably better off sticking with those smaller cities.
Well, I think, you know, what can bigger cities in Indiana, like maybe say like a Carmel or an Indianapolis or a Fort Wayne, do to be more accessible for remote work?
Yeah, you know, I should clarify that those are not necessarily bad places for remote work, but compared to somewhere like Greenwood, which was rated the best work from home city in Indiana overall, the access in cities like Indianapolis and Fort Wayne to that broadband and affordable basic internet service was not as high. As someone who works from home, and I have for several years, you know, it's very important that you have an internet connection that allows for video calls or, you know, uploading or downloading large files. And it needs to be at a competitive cost. So by investing in more accessible internet for your city's population, you can make that experience for them more attractive.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Greenwood. You guys ranked that the number one best city for remote workers, regardless of size. How much, you know, Greenwood's of course not in a metropolitan area, but it's right outside that. Did location have a lot to do with Greenwood? What all went into Greenwood getting that high ranking?
Sure. You know, Greenwood has a remarkably high percentage of accessibility for internet plans compared to other cities. So if you look at the top cities in each state for working remotely in terms of population size, almost none of them are the largest or most well-known cities in each state. And that's likely because in larger cities, cost of living is higher, but access to internet is not necessarily proportional. Like you mentioned, rural areas are most well-known for suffering from a lack of access to, you know, fast or affordable internet, but it happens in urban areas as well. Suburban or more mid-sized areas seem to be that sweet spot where housing costs drop, but, you know, accessibility and competition are high enough where internet prices are more affordable.
In this study by InMyArea.com, how many communities did you guys look at and analyze?
Sure. We looked at over 800 communities across the U.S.
Wow, that's quite a bit. Anything, what are your kind of thoughts, I wonder, about the maybe the future of working remotely? I know that some businesses in Indiana and beyond are maybe considering keeping this business model going into the future, even after the pandemic settles down. What do you think the future is of remote-only work and where it can go from here?
You know, more people are getting into side work or what's called the gig economy. And I think companies are also seeing the value of, if they do allow people to work remotely, that gives them access to more talent in different locations. And so while some companies, you know, might not have that luxury, I think you will see a lot of companies following in the footsteps of, you know, Google and Facebook and letting their team work remotely. And that could have some pretty positive implications.
All right. He is Ryan McGonigal with InMyArea.com. Ryan, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thanks, John.